Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are available on AM, FM, satellite, iTunes, as well as all the time online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Daniel Holloway. Coming up, more of our conversation with author Michael Pollan on America's obsession with food and food rules. But first, let's hear about today's top stories from our own newscaster, Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Daniel. Good morning, everyone. Pentagon officials have revealed details about a confrontation Sunday between Iranian and American naval ships in the Persian Gulf. According to a senior naval officer in the region, an Iranian fleet of high-speed boats charged at and threatened to blow up a convoy of U.S. warships passing near Iranian waters. As American ship commanders were preparing to open fire, the Iranian ships vanished. A spokesman for the Pentagon said the Iranians had acted in a, quote, reckless and dangerous manner. According to media reports, the Iranian government dismissed the confrontation as a run-of-the-mill occurrence. The incident comes as President Bush prepares to visit the region this week. He'll talk with leaders in the Middle East about the continued threat posed by Iran. As Allison and Daniel just told you a little bit ago, Daily Show addicts finally got some relief last night. Jon Stewart's show and Stephen Colbert both returned to their programs on Comedy Central for the first time since the writer's strike, which has gone on for, well, feels like forever. It's about more than 9 weeks. It's been all reruns since then, so fans were quick to line up yesterday to get into the shows. NPR's Margot Adler went out to talk to some of them to see how they felt about crossing the picket lines to get their Daily Show dose.
I'm torn. I really support the writers, but the crew needs, you know, they need a job too. So it's kind of like, what do you do if Jon Stewart is stuck between, you know, he has to work, but he wants to support the writers. What do you do? It's, you know, you're kind of stuck there.
But you don't, so you feel weird about crossing a picket line?
Yeah. It's the first picket line I've ever crossed.
That was NPR's Margot Adler talking with Daily Show fan Christina Buono from Philadelphia outside the Daily Show studios. Both Stewart and Colbert had to do shows totally ad-lib with no semblance of scripting. Finally, the National College Football Championship game was last night in New Orleans, and it was a sweet hometown victory for Louisiana State University. LSU defeated the number one ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. NPR's Jason Bobian has details.
Playing practically on their home turf at the Superdome in New Orleans, the Louisiana State Tigers recovered from a 10-0 deficit in the first quarter to beat the Buckeyes. The final score was 38-24, but by the half, LSU was solidly in control. Ohio State came into the game as the top team in the bowl championship series rankings, but as had been the case throughout the season, the number one team was once again dethroned. The LSU defense blocked a field goal and came up with a key interception in the second quarter to help turn the game around. LSU quarterback Matt Flynn threw for 4 touchdown passes en route to the Tigers' victory. For Ohio State, this was their second consecutive loss in a national championship game.
Finally today, we've been telling you about a possible meeting between the president of Kenya and leading opposition leader in Kenya to try to mediate some of the violence that's been going on in that country. There is news now that Kenya's opposition leader says he will not go ahead with that meeting. That's the news. You can find it always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.